6:40 now at KLIF. A group of former Facebook and Google executives banding together to fight what they helped build. I guess they're never going to work in that industry again.
You would think.
Joining us with more is producer Robin Geske, who's been looking into this. Robin?
Yeah, I found this very interesting. It's actually a group of, you know, like you said, former Facebook and Google executives. They formed a group called the Center for Humane Technology, which, you know, seems kind of benign, I think. I mean, it's a group of 8 former executives from Facebook and Google, and what they're trying to do is make people, you know, stop and think about what social media and technology is doing to our kids. They're the ones that help build these industries,
right,
which is what's so interesting about
right.
it. But they're coming at it basically in the way that you would come at, you know, different, like the tobacco lobby, you know, and things like that. They have 2 major components to their plan. One is they're designing an ad campaign that's going to be aired in 55,000 public schools in the country, public school districts in the country. It's going to basically talk about the dangers of social media use, technology use, and about the, you know, the depression that can come along with it and things like that. And they are actually modeling that after the anti-tobacco ads, you know, the Truth campaign, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sure you've seen all those. They're modeling it after that, very, very similar. It's actually being paid for by money that they raise, but also it's very interesting. It's $50 million of that money is coming from places like Comcast, DirecTV,
sure,
AT&T, which of course is a write-off for them, but they're donating this airtime, they're donating the, you know, all of the production value for these commercials. But the second thing that they're going to try and do is they're actually going to get a lobby together and try and get bills passed aimed at protecting our kids from social media and from technology.
You know what? Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, these executives, they feel remorse at the lives in which they have invested their time and the way they see it going?
They have.
Or is there some vested interest for them too? Because this, you know what, this strikes me, it sounds to me like people who blame the gun industry for people getting killed. It's like, you know, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Right? Exactly. They do say that they feel remorse for it. I mean, a lot of them are very, very early Facebook and Google executives. So they were on board before it really became what they call, you know, the industry that it is now, which is where they know how it affects, or they're starting to learn how it affects people and how it affects children, especially. And they're targeting that. They're profiting off of that is what they're saying. They're saying that they're actually going for that in you know, in the way that they're changing the way that they do their business.
But you know what really bothers me, and I think the schools need to be in on this, is now a lot of the school districts now have these bring your own device policies where the kids have to use their devices in the classroom as part of their courses to do research and things like that. So as a parent, you really have no choice but to get your kid a smartphone or else they can't do their work at school.
Exactly. And then you also have, you know, things where they need a phone for rides. It's a way to keep track of them. I mean, we didn't have those things, but, you know, the older you get, the more technology that's available. It's kind of like, okay, this is a safe way to know where my child is at all times.
Right. You can't stop progress. What are these guys trying to do? What is it they ultimately want to accomplish?
They ultimately want, you know, more regulation put on what Facebook and Google and other social media.
Like Facebook wouldn't be able to have a product for 13-year-olds.
Exactly. And there are actually 2 bills that are in right now in Congress that are aimed at pulling back regulations on, or at making more regulations, against social media companies and against, you know, Google. It said, you know, one of them is that it would pay for research, that the federal government would start to pay for research as to what this social media is doing to children. And it kind of piggybacks off what you said, the social network, you know, aimed at children. The second thing is that it would prohibit the use of algorithms that are fake bots that basically target kids. Like they've had a problem with YouTube Kids, the videos that come on there that mask themselves as children's videos, but
they're really not.
Yeah. So that's
what. And you've seen that for your own daughter.
I have. It's, in fact, I'll hear it. I'll be in the other room and Maggie will have her tablet and I'll say, what are you listening to? What are you watching? Because I'll hear some things that's
inappropriate.
Right.
Yeah, but you see, what you're doing is being a parent. And this is what this kind of thing.
Yeah, but there's not everyone out there doing that.
It's their job. You've got to.
It's hard. I'm telling you, it's really hard.
But there's so much on the internet that you have to regulate.
Yeah, but this takes another plan to regulate our own behavior to protect us from ourselves.
Well, I mean,
and then there's probably more to it than that. I'm not against doing research on the subject.
Right.
you know, and then letting people know this is harmful for your kids and here's how and here's what you should consider doing. But you got to leave it up to people to take care of their own lives and families.
Well, that is true. But again, having the research and having the knowledge, I mean, again, I didn't know there was anything bad on YouTube Kids until I started actually
listening. No, the knowledge is invaluable. That's important stuff.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Robin.